Fiji businesses are hoping an Auckland food show can be a step in recovering from the devastating impact brought about by April's Cyclone Harold and the COVID-19 pandemic. Disruptions to global supply chains from border closures has meant importers, including in New Zealand, are looking to expand their networks beyond the usual Southeast Asia chains. Sarah Jane Hopgood visited the food show in Auckland, where Fijian businesses embraced the opportunity to showcase their products given the tough times.
Fiji has had a challenging year with the lack of tourism activity due to COVID adversely impacting the economy. Fiji-based coffee company Bula Coffee is struggling, and staff member Rachel Wood says it's because tourists are the main customers.
Tourism is their main source of income, and even with our coffee, our biggest, like, we're selling to the tourists all the time, whether it's the cafes and in the resorts. So, yeah, hugely affected us. Obviously, sales are right down.
The company has seen better times, initially being set up as a sustainable business aimed at enabling development in Fiji while providing employment for local women. Ms. Wood says their network has expanded to over 38 villages from the remote highlands, where they've trained over 1,200 people to be coffee pickers.
Its whole purpose was created to help the women in the villages, people that potentially couldn't have jobs because in Fiji, a lot of the workers in the resorts and the tourism industry, and for a lot of the women, they can't leave their villages for the day to go work in their resorts. They still have to provide for their families and their villages.
It is these families that are now feeling the pinch. Another company wrestling with the current economic climate is Tavulomo Coconuts. The business started 5 years ago with the goal to re-educate New Zealanders about the varieties of cold-pressed coconut oils available in Fiji. Owner Chris Wiley says COVID-19 affected his boutique business with slow payments coming to them from clients.
From Fiji's side, it's really affected us. Slow getting paid from one client, about 9 months. Europe's, we had a little bit more interest, but normally Paris is one of our bigger markets. That's quite slow for us right now.
Gary Pickering sees the pandemic-related struggles as an opportunity. He owns island-style peanut butter, which began when his family took a holiday to Fiji. The self-proclaimed peanut butter lovers couldn't find any to their liking, so took matters into their own hands.
My sister says, hey, there's someone selling peanuts on the side of the road. So we pulled over, bought some peanuts, and we took it back to her house and roasted it with some Fijian coconut oil that she had at home, and then made peanut butter, and it was so good.
Mr. Pickering says after 2 years, his family will now move to Fiji from Tauranga to start production there.
Myself, I've lost my job through COVID-19. I was in the tourism industry. You know, we've looked at it as a blessing, as it's really focused us on this, on our peanut butter business, and given us this really good focus and plan to get our family and our business back to Fiji, where I think it'll be successful and we can create some jobs.
Panpack, one of the leading importers and distributors of Fijian products in New Zealand, is trying to ride out the economic storm. They distribute products such as Fiji sugar, bongo snacks, and Fijians' favourite alcohol beverages. General Manager Rajiv Prasad says COVID-19 affected their supply chain.
It was a roller coaster for us in terms of supply chain, basically, because most of the products that we, the raw materials we import, are from overseas Asian countries. So it was a challenge for us in supply chain. But as far as the business here in New Zealand, we were not pretty much impacted by the COVID situation. But yeah, we were out of stock on most of our common range.
Manager of Trade and Investment New Zealand, Peter Rudd, says this year has taught valuable lessons for Fijian businesses, and he's confident they'll bounce back.
A lot of people have lost jobs, and you know, that's a challenge. And people say, well, they've gone back to the roots, so they're planting the veggie patch, they're going fishing, doing these other things, and getting back to basic. But at the end of the day, Fijians and Pacific people are very resilient. They know how to manage cyclone events and these sorts of things.
This will be the second time that the Fiji Trade Commission to New Zealand has participated at the food show in Auckland, playing a pivotal role in building and maintaining trade relations between both countries. This is Sarah Jane Hopgood.